Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Why? I'm ready here.
Okay, ready?
You have messed up friends, by the way.
Oh, no, I don't.
Caroline's telling me, she's saying, I don't have any messed up friends.
My friends are all cool.
How about my friends?
Your friends are messed up, man.
Everyone
of your friends. Yeah, every one of your friends are messed up. They all have issues.
What issues?
Yes.
What issues of magazines like Playboy?
Oh, my God.
Penthouse?
Oh, anyway.
Hustler?
Oh, my God.
Hustler.
Yeah. Hey, guys, this is the Carolina Cabello Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
You know what? I think that today is the first time we've ever recorded a show this late, right?
Yeah, Carolina hates recording shows late in the
God.
Day, but we had so much to do today.
I'm a battery. I start losing, you know, my power, like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, she's on one bar now. You know how you have the bars on your phone? Carolina's down to one bar. She might suddenly just, I might be talking and suddenly say hello.
But yeah. Plus, and Jeff, you have to agree with me here. I don't really drink wine anymore. I don't drink wine.
No, you
I don't drink anymore. It's just something that I decided. I don't know. I just don't drink wine. But today I'm actually having a glass of red wine.
Boring. So it's, now she's really boring.
Oh my God.
Save me, everybody.
Oh
please.
My God.
Send her free Pinot Grigio. Oh my-
But you know what? So I think I'm having a glass of red wine today because. I don't know if everybody, and have I ever talked about this, Jeff? I have a fear of doctors. I have a big fear of doctors,
You've occasionally spoken about it, but not a lot. You've got what they call blue coat or white coat syndrome.
I have white coat syndrome.
White coat syndrome.
What is white coat syndrome? I'm terrified of doctors, so every time I go, my blood pressure shoots up the sky, right? It's like...
Yep.
It pops.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it pops.
It rings a bell, right?
Yeah, so today was my yearly mammogram. So, of course, I think every woman feels nervous, okay, Jeff? I mean, it's a nerve-wracking thing, okay?
So how long do they handle your breasts for? Does someone else actually touch your breasts?
Yes, they do, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
With gloves on?
Yeah, with gloves. Of course with gloves,
That must feel very weird and sanitary.
No, but I had a really good girl. She's so sweet. She's talking to me about, like,
life. Of course
like
she's
life.
Sweet. You have no shirt on. I'd be sweet to you, too.
Like a smock on, like a smock.
Oh, the smock, yeah.
So you have to take it off at one point, and one sleeve out.
Did
you
they
know?
Put music on, like the stripper music? She could take da 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 da.
No, but.
take that off, honey.
But ladies, let me tell you something. It is something very important to do because early detection is it's
everything.
It's everything
for
you're
everything.
Right.
But you weren't. You're today's not the visit where you're strapped into the thingy where you. You know, they go
my legs are up?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's my gynecologist. That's where
different.
I get my pap smear and everything. I did that 4 months ago, remember?
Oh.
You took me, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was that test, yeah.
You get pap's beer?
Pap's
is that what you said?
Smear.
Pap's blue ribbon? Or Schaefer?
Anyway, guys.
All the old beers?
Because of COVID, a lot of women have not gone to get their yearly mammogram.
All seriousness, get
very,
it.
Very, very important. So go, guys. I mean, if I can do it, you know, you guys can do it too. Like, literally, Jeff took me. But anyway, so it's something really important you have to do. But why am I talking about this? Because there's a story today about a woman who got her breast reduction. Where is the story?
Where's my crying sound effects?
Oh,
did she have back issues?
Yeah, of course she did. It was life-changing. You know what her size was, Jeff? Size 28H breasts.
H?
28H.
H for hot?
Yeah. I mean, you know what size I am, right?
Yeah, you're nothing like that.
I'm a 34 double D.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm proud of it, okay? But, yeah, so she had a breast reduction.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know a couple women that have had, you know, breast reductions, Jeff, because it's just so heavy, okay? that right, it gives you back aches.
That's what I've heard. I joke around about it. It makes me cry that people would reduce their boobs down.
Because
but if it hurts you,
you have back issues. Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
You have back issues. How about if your private was causing you to like. Have you know?
Well, it does.
It's
very heavy now, and I have a lot of hip issues because of it. Yeah. Okay.
But hold on, is that a thing with men that it's so heavy they have to have it reduced?
No.
No. Right. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not
you guys have it enlarged.
Oh, what the heck is that?
You guys have it enlarged, right?
we get them enlarged. That's exactly what people do.
So
you know?
in this case, a lot of women who have too big, have to have breast reduction, and it's life changing because it comes with health. Health issues, Jeff. Back aches.
Oh my God! Of course it does. Yes. Who wants that, man?
So I know a few women that have gotten breast reductions. So this girl,
I actually do know someone who got breast reduction. Yeah, there was this waitress I used to work with at the Houlihan's years ago. This girl Debbie, I DJed her wedding actually.
Yeah.
And I went to her wedding. I was like, "Is Debbie here? Oh, that's Debbie. What the hell happened to her?" I was like, "Oh,
was it noticeable?
Noticeable." Yeah, I said, "Oh, what'd she do to her hair?" she went from like a 34 double D to a 32A or something. She really shrunk down. She had a lot of problems. She was working at Houlihan, so she was carrying glasses and food, full
Jeff,
trays of food.
You know what, Jeff? When you're little and small, because I'm little, okay? I'm little.
Yeah.
So being big, it gives you back aches. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's like, anyway.
It hurts,
I did not go for a breast reduction. I just went for a mammogram, my yearly mammogram.
That's the worst female scream I've ever had. What happened to my good? What are my good sound effects?
Oh my God!
Why am I bad?
Okay, I'm waking up now. Okay, I'm waking up.
You are?
Yes.
Yeah,
so we never.
Caroline, sometimes we'll be scheduled to do a podcast like 5 PM. Sunday. It's like, no, we're not recording today, and I have to obey the boss. We're not recording today.
Yes,
I'm
the boss. Yeah.
Why? It's too late. You're not good late in the day, and I'm not good late in the day.
It is true. I'm a morning person. I'm so used to getting up at 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
Oh, here's how I found something. You know what I say to you, Carolyn?
You. That didn't work, Jeff. That did not work.
What?
That did not work.
Eat. Did that work?
No, it didn't.
You.
Okay.
Wait, I played it after.
Okay.
I would never
By the
say
way, we can't call Jack Rico now, but you know what? I got to tell you guys, if you have not seen the new West Side Story by Steven Spielberg, who produced it,
directed it.
Directed it,
right?
Yeah. Amazing.
I produced it,
amazing.
You really did like it, huh?
I loved it. I didn't see the whole movie. I saw them bits and pieces.
As always.
Yeah, no, but it was like, oh my God. Every time I saw it, I cried because it was like.
Now, Carolina got mad at me because she was watching the end of the movie.
Yes.
And I said, why wouldn't you want to watch it from the beginning? Why do you want to watch the end and spoil it? And what did you say to me? Well, I'll just shut it off. And you shut it off, right?
Can I just watch the movie?
Then I left the room and it went right back on.
I did. Yeah, but the problem,
just to placate
the problem
me.
With Jeff is like he'll tell you, why don't watch it the whole thing? Because when you have a 4-year-old, you have to like catch it as much as when you can, right?
Oh my God, it's hard.
It's
not
possible with a 4-year-old.
I had
you know that.
I had Ted Lasso on the Apple Plus show and they curse, but they curse in a British accent. So Jackson doesn't pick up on it.
Oh, good. Okay,
and then I had
great.
That movie The Way, Way Back on, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
And the guy says, that's a shitstorm. And Jackson says, what's a shitstorm? So he understands.
Great.
What?
He's down here, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Great.
He's not listening.
Oh, okay.
Right?
And Jeff,
maybe
you know, at some time, he does pick up on accents. Because there was a time he was calling me Mummy. Hey, Mummy.
Yeah, from Peppa Pig, the cartoon. Yeah. It's a British cartoon we had.
By the way, Jeff, did you know there was an amusement park in Florida that opened next to Walt Disney? It's Peppa Pig Land.
No.
I didn't even know that.
Really?
Yes. Someone
when we
was
get
about
there,
it.
Hopefully this year.
Yeah. Walt Disney, we're available to do a podcast down there. So reach out to us.
Oh, my God.
516-637-3254.
I'd love to go to Disney. I never paid for a Disney trip,
We never have, right?
I went in 1990 with my radio station. Mm-hmm. The Wolf and JJ. We did our show from the MGM, and it was called MGM Studios at the time, before they renamed it Hollywood.
Yeah.
We were one of the first of 50 radio stations, but one of the first 50 to be down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that was free. I stayed at the Caribbean Beach Resort.
I remember that, yeah.
Then I went back with you. Your brother had a trip that he got gifted from his job.
Yeah, we went to the Grand Floridian, remember? Yes, we went there.
Then we went back.
With the Luis Jimenez Show.
Yeah,
we went to the cruise.
The cruise, and we stayed at Port Orleans for a night.
Yes.
Because I just found the map from it.
Really?
You know what I did? I bought a shredder. Oh, it's the greatest thing. I shredded one of the old maps because it was torn, but I kept one of the other ones because I have to save. You know what they call paper that you save, by the way?
What?
It's called ephemera.
Okay.
Do you know when people sell it on eBay? Like people sell old piles of crap on eBay. But anyway, so that was another. And then we went back to Disney with when you were on with Juan Carlos and Juan Carlos and Epi.
You're right. Remember that?
Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Wasn't that a trip?
That was a trip, yeah.
Were there
Juan Carlos was trashed like the entire time.
Was
he drunk
the whole time?
He was funny. He's very funny. I love Juan Carlos. You know that? I mean,
Remember people used to rap on him because they thought he was imitating Luis Jimenez, right?
Yeah, they did. I never
it
saw that.
It was just
that.
His voice.
Yeah, it's his voice. And he's a great guy. He's a great host. And I haven't seen him in a couple years, but he's a great guy and a friend. But yeah, everyone used to pick at him like, oh, you sound like Luis. But he never, to me, he didn't, okay? Because Luis had his own style. Juan Carlos had his own style.
Yeah.
You know, but
I remember hearing that. People were like, oh, you're trying to rip off Luis.
Remember that, Jim? Remember that?
Oh, Louis, man. Yeah. You kiss the ring, but you do your own thing.
But I remember the one trip that, Jeff, remember that you and I really loved was when the opening of Animal Kingdom.
Oh, that was
Louis Vega.
Louis Vega.
And his girlfriend at the time was Jackie. Oh my God, Jackie Garrido.
Yeah.
Who's on Univision now? She's their anchor.
She was all friendly with me. I was always friendly. She was nice to me.
Oh my God, I love Jackie. Jackie's cool. A very, very nice girl. I love her. I'm always texting her on Instagram. Anyway, saludos, Jackie, if you're listening to the podcast.
I have to post a video. I'm going to put a video on YouTube. I found the video of, remember when we walked in
the red carpet? Yeah, remember that?
And I found out someone else who was there. Another guy from a radio station who I work with now wants to see if he's in the video.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, amazing. Yeah. Oh, so by the way, that's in the, there's a thing they call Movies for Grown-Ups.
Yeah.
It's a list of West Side Story is on the list of movies for grown-ups.
Really?
Oh,
yeah,
matter of fact, you've seen two of the movies for grown-ups.
Oh, what is it?
The other one is Being the Ricardos.
Oh, yes.
Did you like it?
I
haven't seen it yet.
It was good. Yeah, I liked it. Okay, it was good. Yeah, it was good. You and I both saw it.
You sat here with Marlena once.
Oh, my sister.
Night.
Yeah, you're right.
Not me.
Yeah.
Wrong partner.
I didn't know Lucy was like, she was like the idea person.
She ran everything.
Yeah, she did run everything. Yeah, I didn't know that.
She was hardcore, man.
Yeah. But her kids are saying her true love, even though she divorced, Ricky Ricardo. Because he was
Ricky Ricardo.
Well, that's what I called him. You know, Desi Arnaz.
I'm
Desi Arnaz.
With you. Okay, go ahead.
But she said that was her true love. That was her true love. Yeah.
But he fooled around her, right?
He was a womanizer. Yeah.
Did they show that in that movie?
Yes, they did. Yeah, and that's why they got divorced. Yeah.
That was it. He couldn't be a single guy. He couldn't be a one woman man.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
That was wow.
But that's why she got divorced. They got divorced. But anyway, at the end, they said when he was dying, she was there with him.
Really?
That was her true love.
What, did he have cancer? Lung cancer?
I think so, yeah.
She had lung cancer, right?
Oh, I don't remember.
She was a hardcore smoker.
Oh, my God. Remember that, Jeff?
Lucy was a big-time smoker. Yeah, but everybody smoked, years ago.
Anyway, so the one party, it was that trip was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were treated like queens and kings. Remember, Jeff? Every single night, we went back to the hotel. There were gifts for us. Remember, Jeff?
Every night there was something on the pillow. I still have these pins and stuff from Disney.
Every single night. And, Jeff, remember, so the one night we went to the restaurant. Remember that we went to the restaurant? We got so much food. We just had a sign.
Oh my
God!
Yeah, we remember we brought food back to the room.
And we bought bottles of champagne back. Remember?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Oh my God!
It was all free. But it was the Rainforest Cafe. I think that's the only one left is at Walt Disney World.
I don't know if that's still there. I don't know.
Is it gone? I wonder if
it's gone. Ask Siri.
I will look right now to see if it's still there. Remember, it used to rain in the Rainforest Cafe.
Yes.
Yeah.
My brother used to go to the Rainforest Cafe years ago, but I wonder if they're all done.
I don't remember. I know they had it in Jersey.
There's one at the Menlo Park Mall.
Oh, there is still? Oh, my God. I love the Rainforest Cafe.
Look
wow.
at that.
I mean, we have to go. Guys, if you have not gone, it's like a living in a eating in a jungle, right?
But I wonder how good the food, like the food was okay.
Oh, no. I like the food. Stop picking on the food.
The food was okay.
But anyway, so the day that we were actually went to the park closed down just for us, just for people of radio, people of TV. Remember, Jeff?
Yeah,
We were treated like celebrities. We walked down the red carpet.
They put this red carpet out. But everybody, we weren't really, you know, they had cast members of Disney cheering us on, like as if we were celebrities.
And asking for autographs.
Remember that? Yeah.
And remember, Jeff, on every corner, there was a bar.
There was a bar, like
remember,
every 50
food.
Feet.
And you could go any ride you wanted. It was like 11 o'clock at night, remember?
Remember, it went to like midnight.
Remember? Oh,
they
my
shut
God.
Down the Animal Kingdom for the media only
remember
because
that?
They knew the media. We come on the air and we would talk about how much fun we had.
That was the best. I got to tell you, one of the best trips. And also...
I don't want to tell you how long ago that is either.
What?
That is the year 2000.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
22 years ago? Wow.
I mean, it feels like it was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
When I think
anyway,
back
we got to meet a lot of the creators of, you know, Animal Kingdom.
Oh,
who
my God.
Created it. And also, I remember I went with Tony, Jeff. Remember that's another park, but we went, oh my God, the Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror. No, the Tower of Terror is that park.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, Tower of Terror is in Hollywood Studios. Yeah.
Man, that was crazy.
The Aerosmith coaster is in...
Hollywood Studios, still,
Hollywood
right?
Studios.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Anyway, yeah. So we're done to take Jackson, so I know he wants to go, so anyway.
By the way, according to this, the only Rainforest Cafes, Menlo Park, New Jersey, and Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, so maybe there's not a Rainforest... wonder what they did with the one at in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Well...
I wonder if that is completely...
There was one in Jersey that we used to go to all the time. Remember, Jeff? It was... where was it again? I forgot where it was.
Oh, they moved it. Now it's at Disney Springs. It's no longer at the Animal Kingdom.
I don't know why that didn't make it, because it was such a great restaurant. It really was.
Well, as a vegetarian, it always weirded me out that, like, here you are eating some animals, but then you go in and you look at other ones. So it's a weird thing we have in life, but that's the way life goes. So, yeah, you've seen two of the... movies for adults, and I've seen pieces of West Side Story. Just like I can honestly tell you, I don't think I've ever seen West Side Story, the original one, all the way through straight.
Are you kidding me?
I've seen tons of it, tons of pieces of it.
Oh my God.
It's one of those movies I don't think I've ever seen all the way through.
I can watch that movie over and over and over again. Also, you know what? Godfather,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever seen I've seen so much of The Godfather, I don't have to sit through it and see a 2-hour wedding scene.
Hey, Jeff.
And get off my lawn while you're at it.
Get off my lawn.
That's a joke of old people. Go ahead.
No, but what movie is that from?
It's not from a movie. It's what people say when they want to make fun of somebody for being old.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It's a very common
phrase. Do you know a line from The Godfather?
Yeah.
What?
Leave the gun, take the cannolis.
Oh, okay.
Everybody knows it. That's like the bigger boat line from Jaws that you don't know.
Oh, my God. We should get my brother Edward.
No.
Get
I don't
my brother
want,
Edward.
No.
He could give you like at least 5 lines.
I'm not about The Godfather.
Yes.
No, I don't want to call it that, but I don't want to talk about The Godfather.
No, but it's the 50th anniversary, Jeff. Hold on. What's the name of the show?
I
think the name of the show is Carona Cadillo Show, right?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Is it the Jeff Jensen Show? No. Call my brother, Edward, okay? He can give you 5 lines from The Godfather, okay?
So can half the world. Because it's been on 50 years.
Okay, can you name it?
No, because I don't really like the movie that much.
But, Jeff, we are celebrating, you know, right now they're celebrating the 50 years of The Godfather. And I didn't know that, you know, Connie's husband, who was Carlo. Remember Carlo? You remember the movie, right?
No.
Carlo was the husband of Connie. Remember, you don't know the famous scene in the street?
No.
They said that literally James Caan broke 2 ribs of Carlo.
Really?
Broke his 2 ribs.
Well,
you know
beating
that?
Him up, fighting with him?
In real life, he broke his 2 ribs.
Were they enemies in the movie?
They said they didn't really speak that much. You know, they weren't like best buds, you know?
Well, I've heard that sometimes when people play a certain role, like I was, you haven't seen Animal House somehow, but in Animal House, there were the fraternity brothers who were cool, and then there were the nerdy jerk-off fraternity brothers. And I had heard that on the set, like they were separate.
No, really?
That they wouldn't mingle with each other. They played the roles of the jerks were the jerks and, you know.
How about the Luis Jimenez movie show? We were pretty close, right? We were all tight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody was, like, fighting.
Your funeral scene is the best.
Were they, Jeff?
Yeah.
If you guys have not seen the Luis Jimenez show, you got the movie, the Luis Jimenez movie. Oh my God, I had one of the
El
best.
El Vacilón de la Mañana, isn't that what it's called? The movie,
yeah, El Vacilón the movie.
El Vacilón the movie.
But you know, Jeff, our scene was at a funeral home in the, I believe it was the Bronx, Upper Manhattan, right?
Uh huh.
Anyway, so when we went, it was kind of scary being there because it was a real funeral home,
uh-huh.
And the morgue was downstairs.
Oh, that was a funeral home?
That was a real funeral home. Yeah, it was a real funeral home, okay? And Luis was in a casket.
He was in a real coffin, right?
He had died, okay? And if you guys have not seen the movie, you guys have to watch the movie. My role was to actually tell him off, all right?
Yeah, like, she comes in and starts screaming that he's dead.
Oh, yeah. I'm like,
she's screaming at the dead guy in the coffin.
Yeah, and then you see Bobby Chulo making out with two girls. And it was like everybody.
Oh, that's right.
And you see Boca Chulo playing cards with somebody else.
Somebody's playing cards.
And somebody brought their chicken. Remember that?
Yeah, it was all like disrespect. Louis laying there dead in the coffin. And everybody's just like having a good old laugh over it, right?
And I get up, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, Luis. I start crying, and all of a sudden I start telling him,
you effing a-hole, right? Somebody's saying, yeah. And I do have an ass, you tell him, right?
And then somebody had to come and calm me down. I said, oh, you're right. Okay, I sat down. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then you made the scene, but it was cut out, right? Remember the end?
They cut me.
I know. Remember? It was like all these animals.
Yeah,
right?
We were dancing, and we filmed it out here in Farmingdale.
Remember that?
There was a clown with balloons.
Exactly.
And that guy put on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, you didn't make it to the movie.
Meanwhile, I'm in other television shows and movies for my fine acting career, you know?
Yeah.
I've done a bunch of things and worked with some very famous people. I shared the screen with Tom Selleck,
you did, yeah.
Right?
Blue Bloods.
Yeah,
anyway,
he came in the room. He was, you know, when you're a background actor, you know, the extras, they call them. But now officially, to make it nicer, they call them background actors.
Yeah.
And they told us, they said, listen, when Tom Selleck comes in the room, don't look at him. Don't say anything to him because he really doesn't tolerate much from the extras. So he walks in the room and he turns to like a group of us and he says, I bet they told you I'm not nice to you guys, but I am. And
that, he said that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like he knew the rap that they told him because, look, he takes his craft seriously, you know?
Yeah.
And the other guy, the gray-haired guy who's his assistant on Blue Bloods?
Yeah.
He would fly in from the West Coast to film this.
Wow.
To film Blue Bloods here
in New
York.
But you saw everybody on the Blue Bloods?
No, I saw Tom Selleck there and the assistant guy, the gray-haired guy.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. And those were the only two I saw.
I heard that the foods, the dinner scene.
Oh yeah, they feed everybody, but I wasn't there on a Friday.
Wow, that's.
I did Blue Bloods twice because I did Blue Bloods where I hung out in a subway.
Yeah.
In a subway in Brooklyn for like a subway station for like 2 hours in Brooklyn, 3 hours in Brooklyn.
Really. Wow.
And I kept walking in through the turnstile.
Yeah.
And I remember when I watched the episode back. They had other people walking through the turnstile, but again, they didn't want the handsome Jeff Jensen, so they kept... You know, I would have been a distraction to the scene,
Jeff,
Carolina.
Yes, Jeff.
Imagine having me walk through and people say, oh my God!
Jeff, remember when I did the Madonna monologues?
Yes.
You went aft, because you know what?
What, is this praising each other day here?
Hold on. It was 50 celebrities, Hollywood celebrities, okay? It was just two radio people, me and Angie Martinez, but everybody else was Hollywood. Rosario Dawson, Angie Perez. Oh my God, I can't remember
Rosie
all the
Perez.
Names. Yeah, Rosie Perez.
You said Angie.
No, but Angie Martinez.
Yes. And Rosie Perez,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Anyway, so
go ahead.
Anyway, so Salma Hayek, right? And then all these celebrities, I can't remember every one of them. But Jeff, at the after party, Salma, who actually I think I've told this on a podcast before, when we were practicing our lines. So my sister and I were in the break room, we're practicing our lines, and all of a sudden Salma, Jeff, I'm 5'3". She must be 5 foot, okay? She's little. She came in, and she's so skinny. She came in her sweats and her hair up, and she talked to my sister, can you help me with my lines, please? And Marlene goes, okay. And I was like, damn, that's Salma Hayek.
Yeah, of course.
And Jeff, she was so, so sweet. And then at the after party, I was like, Salma, can I take a picture? And she goes, yeah, of course. And then you went up, remember?
Yeah.
And then remember her boyfriend at the time, Edward Norton?
Gave me the glare.
Yeah, and then she had to say, no, honey, it's okay.
She gave me the look.
Yeah, I was with the girlfriends, you know.
If you look at the picture, I'm holding my, I don't put my arm, I don't dare put my arm around Salma Hayek.
Remember
Edward
that?
Norton looked at me from across the room like, you dick, get away from my girlfriend.
Exactly, remember that? Yeah.
But, you know, he was intimidating. I'd seen him in a bunch of movies where, you know, he played intimidating roles.
Yeah, exactly. But,
so he knew how to look mean.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's our history and
a little reminiscing
movies and Broadway plays.
Reminiscing. Yeah.
Jeff, Ukraine,
yes,
what's
Caroline.
Going on? Besides gas prices going up, like up and up and up, what is actually going on right now?
The bombing continues, and Biden's going to talk to the other NATO countries next week while the bombing continues, and people keep getting killed. And
supposedly Russia is, they're running out of ammunition, right?
I don't know. They're running
That's
out of...
That's the latest I heard today.
The problem with the Russian thing is that, you know, the Russian people have no clue that this is going on because the media is blacked out there. They don't have... There's no internet. It's all like an iron
and
fist.
And two journalists have been killed.
Yeah,
already?
That Fox News cameraman got killed today. And Nick, the other, I feel bad not having his name in front of me. The guy they killed the other day, another photojournalist. I mean,
and all these journalists are, you know, that's something I wanted to do. You know, when I was young, I wanted to be a journalist that goes abroad. But man, that's scary, man. You know that,
I mean,
that they
really,
sent you there.
Wow, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, you got to look. The world has to know the story. But this Russian guy, this Putin, he dropped a bomb, like one of these bombs, 10 miles from the Polish border. Poland is a NATO country. For this guy to be attacking 10 miles from the border, he's a loose cannon. He's a nut.
So, Jeff, let me ask you something. If they get close to or even an inch into Poland.
Oh, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's a bad situation. The whole thing's a bad situation.
It's sad. It's just really
I know
really
the Trump
sad.
Supporters are saying this wouldn't happen with Trump in office. You don't know that.
Who cares?
You don't know that.
Yeah, but who cares at this point? But we just have to pray that this is over soon because too many innocent lives being lost, babies, you know.
The guy, he's bad news, this guy.
Yeah. Jeff, who's the football player that had an accident and his wife was like...
That'd be a baseball player.
Baseball player, okay.
That would be Pete Alonso from the Mets.
Yeah, and his wife was like, they just got married like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, he was driving, he was headed to Mets camp on Sunday. A driver ran a red light and T-boned his pickup truck, flipping it over three times while his wife was following in her own car. She said, I thought I watched my husband die in front of me.
Yep.
But, miraculously... He survived.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, man?
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. Did you see his truck, Jeff?
Yeah.
It was like, what hit him? A tractor trailer?
I don't know. I told you the story of how I almost got T-boned by somebody
one
night.
You told me that, yeah. You told me that.
Coming up from a bar. I was not drinking.
It wasn't your time.
Oh, my God. I stopped at the light because I heard this revving motorcycle off in the distance. I stopped at a green light. The windows are down. I was with my friend who had been drinking that night. We were coming from a bar. I didn't drink. And I got to the light. He said, why aren't you going through the green light? And he's like, I was going through the green light. I said, I hear something. He's like, what? And next thing you know, this motorcycle comes flying through the intersection at about 100 miles an hour. And right after him, a cop car chasing him with no lights on. And I called the Suffolk County cops immediately.
Wow.
And I said, you know, you're doing a pursuit in Suffolk County with no lights on. You almost plowed into my car.
And, what did they say to you?
Nothing, but I called back the next day to get details, and the guy told me that the motorcyclist got away. They did not apprehend him.
Wow.
But, so, look, drive slow. That's
Definitely.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
Like my advice?
Yeah, and if you hear something, just stop.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have anything else going on before we're out of here?
Yes, Caroline. Speaking of Russia,
hold on,
let me find my bit here. You know, I've been radio a long time. I've done some pretty funny comedy bits over the years. Well, I don't know if you know when McDonald's first came to Russia. It was 1990.
Oh, we didn't know that.
They've only had McDonald's in Russia. And now they're closed, right?
Yeah.
So I thought it was, back.
But hold on. Put a pause there 1 second. Did you see the guy that, I think he's like a 400-pound man that is protesting? Because he's like the number one fan that eats there every single day.
Oh, he's mad?
Oh, he's mad.
Oh, wait. I just got a message. Hold on. He now weighs 350 pounds.
He lost weight.
Oh, wait, hold on. He's down to 150 already. He misses his McNuggets badly.
Anyway, so let's go. Tell your story.
You know, I don't know if you know in Russia, they're McVodka nuggets. I'm sorry. Just trying to think of a funny joke.
Go ahead.
Not fun. I'm not telling you, so I'm playing my comedy bits.
Go ahead.
So when McDonald's first came to Russia, I thought it was ripe for comedy. So I created this.
Oh, wow, McDonald's in Moscow makes me feel like I'm right at home.
Yeah, welcome to McDonald's Moscow. I will give you the order. You will have a Big Mac.
But suppose I wanted a...
You will have a Big Mac, American pig.
McDonald's Moscow, when you don't deserve a break, today or any day.
Now, come on. Tell me if that's not perfect for...
okay.
I hate when you don't like something I do that's funny, that's genuinely funny, that you don't get it. Don't you get that?
You know we're gonna get commented on that, right?
What commented on what? Anyway. Someone's gonna say they didn't like it. It's funny.
Anyway, so yeah, all right.
It's funny. It's yeah. My career.
So this is how old, Jeff? Well, the 1990. Okay.
And what do you think? It's gotten better there. No. We're just there because of the money.
Of course.
Why
of
do you deal with China? We don't give a. I mean,
Do you think China's going to help Russia?
Yeah, we don't. Listen, we only care about human rights to a certain degree. If you know, if the Chinese are doing it, who we buy 10-cent goods from, you know, they're worth a lot of money. We look the other way. And we're looking the other way. I mean, I don't know how we're looking the other way with this guy bombing people and killing people.
Know.
Because the threat is that he's going to use a nuclear bomb somewhere.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, they're saying. So okay. Let's just, you know, send prayers to them. And
Maybe you want to hear Moscow. Maybe you want to hear Moscow McDonald's again. Maybe you'll laugh the second time.
Okay, Jeff. Anyway, listen, if you want to, Jeff, your t-shirts.
What about them?
Did you send them out yet?
No, I'm sending them out this week.
516-637-3254. 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. Again, if you want to email me, thank you for all the emails you guys send me. CarolinaCadillo@gmail.com. Okay, love you guys. See you, Wednesday or Thursday.
I will give you the order. You will have a Big Mac and Mac and Pig.
Oh, man.
At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter. Traffic Jensen.
That was funny.
On Twitter. At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter. I don't know. Jeffrey Jensen on Facebook. What am I on Instagram? The real Jeff Jensen.
The real Jeff Jensen.
Oh my God. There's other Jeff Jensens. What can
I
tell
you? Okay, it's late. It's like it's
thanks
get
for
out
listening.
Of
516-637-3254. 3254. Happy Tuesday night, Wednesday, everybody. Thanks for listening. It's the Ides of March today, right?
What does that mean?
Julius Caesar was killed.
Wow.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.